Semi Kuftes with Zion, Dini Hagala. We finish up Dini Hagala. So Ain Magilin, Yudalit. Ain Magilin Elabamayim. I'm sorry, no, that we test above. In Magil al Yudait Tzvas, if you do Hagala with like tongs, because you don't want to burn your hand, so you're putting the utensil into the boiling hot water. Problem is that the spot where you're holding your utensil gets the water's not going to get in there. Shemazigba is a kli. So with the tongs that you hold the kli, tzaruch lerapis is a kli. You have to loosen in on the kli v'lachzor l'tfaisa, meaning move around the tongs so that the hot water gets everywhere. Dim like Cain, if that wouldn't be the case, harela bobi may hagolo, because if then the water from the hagolo b'makom hatzvas is not going to get by to into the tongs. It's better to put it into a netting, nets, hence the nets in the parentheses, or into a basket. That's sort of like what they do by the kelim mikvah. But don't put a lot of kelim at one time. Into the kli that you're doing the agolah, so that utensils won't touch together, them came to Makam Nigayosan in, because if that's the case, then where the utensils are piled up against each other, then they're not going to be kashered. Right? Fine. Tezayin ain't la hagalah kli. You should only do hagalah on a kli that hasn't been used in 24 hours, meaning literally means the sun of a day. That 24 hours passed from when you baked chametz in there. Huh? Now, why? The reason for this is because if you kasher a kli that was used in the last 24 hours, so you're really gaining nothing. If anything, you're making it worse, because the taste from the utensil comes into the water, then it's going to go right back into the kli. So, what did you gain? Other than you renewed the 24 hours. Right? Fine. And the same thing with the pot that you're doing the kashering in it should also should not be a ben yoma. Right? You should be careful. Anytime you put a utensil into the yara, yalo amayim resichas, make sure the water reboils. Because what happens is when you put in cold silver or metal, it automatically lowers the temperature. So you gotta wait till the temperature picks back up. But imzar, and let's say you have to kasher the actual pot and it's too big to put into another pot. When the water is boiling, then it should be full with the water. But use a then take a stone that's heated up and put it in there. So that the water will boil over the lip. And you should only do Hagala up until Chatzos on Erev Pesach. But if you didn't, then it really works to do after. But this is the big issue with people going to Airbnbs on Pesach. So they think they can kasher. You cannot kasher on Pesach because of all the issues that we just had. But you could kasher with fire. Right. So b'di'evad, right? B'di'evad, Ramosha says you are allowed to kasher even after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Yud Zayin Noyegin, the minhag is she'achar Hagolah, after Hagolah, shoytfim es hakelim, you wash out the kelim b'mayim karim with cold water. Right. Because we're afraid that maybe the taste that comes out with the water is going to sit on the edge of the pot and then it's going to go back in. Yud Ches, im Efsher, if it's possible, yesh lahag b'fnei bal Torah habaki b'dinei hagolah. If you're going to do kashering, you should do it in front of somebody who's a ben Torah, who knows a thing or two about the halacha. Like this, you know you're doing it correctly. Fine. Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Ktsas Dinah Melukotam LePesach. So, you know, like miscellaneous. What?
Wait, I do kashering in my house. I'm not saying I'm a big bucky in it. It's not okay.
It is okay.
Says you need someone who's a bucky to be watching over you.
You don't need it. He says it's better if you could have it.
What's this guy ask? I'm not sure. I think I didn't hear in the beginning. What's this with the stone? You need a stone? What's with the stone?
For what? To do what?
Let's say I'm kashering. I kasher my bechers.
I
Just
think it was
boil it
in
up
2 days
and
ago. I think it was 2 days ago's kitzer.
put in. Oh, I missed
We said, well, the reason to use the stone is because if you want to reheat the water, because the water cools down as it's being poured. Right? So since it's
it. That
being.
doesn't have to do with bechers. Bechers you put into that water. He said bechers.
He said,
I'm
Becher?
saying a becher that you're putting into that water. A becher you're putting into that water.
Yeah, so you don't need a stone for that.
But you're pouring the water and you take it off the fire. So that second, the water gets, the water's not as hot. So the stone makes it hot again. Or an
Right.
iron.
Stone,
See, you have a stone, you leave a stone in the pot that
No,
you're
you put
using
the
to pour
stone
it.
on the.
Oh,
You
the
don't
no,
need
yeah.
to because the when if you put the cups in, and you wait. For it to reboil, so then that's it.
Then you're good.
Yes.
Okay, and what? Fine. So the becher doesn't need. Now, when you're pouring it over onto the counter, you could just take it off the fire and pour it on the counter. Or you need some. You need something. You need stone or something.
Counter, so the Machmirim say you should do that.
What you boil it with the stone.
Correct. No, you boil the stone separate, and then you then when you pour the water, you pour it over the stone like this. It reheats it. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, we get make it fun.
All right.
Guys. Guys.
Fine. Okay. So let's see. Okay. So Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Ktsas Dinah Melukot LePesach VaYud Gimel Sifin. Im nimtza eiza tarovas chametz v'erev Pesach. Let's say you find a mixture of chametz on erev Pesach. Ad ha'layla, until the night, harehu k'moy shaar isurin. It's like any other iser, shebatal b'shishim. It's batal b'shishim. Like we've said this in other shiurim. Chametz falls into your food before Pesach. You could eat it as long as it's 60 times more. V'lechein im nimtza garen ba'oifu v'tavshil. If you find a grain of wheat in the birds or in cooked food, Sarkai, just throw it out. Throw out the kernel. V'ashar mutar le'echol afilu b'Pesach, and the rest is mutar to eat even on Pesach. Aval b'saicha Pesach, if you find it during Pesach, chametz aval b'saicha Pesach chametz also afilu b'mashu. Then it's also even mashu, gam bahano, even bahano. Right, so meaning even if you drop a tiny little drop of chametz into 1 billion gallons of water, all that water becomes asur, which is the big hack of then how do you use sink water on Pesach, because inevitably that water is connected to the reservoir and there's chametz being put into the reservoir, whether it's beer or bait from the fishermen, etc., etc. Right, so that's a big hack. It's really unclear why it is that we can be makel. Chsidim right, fine. Overcome akum shenimtza eizik garam mechameshas mina dagon or mashu chametz. Anytime you find any sort of grain of chametz or mashu chametz, tzrichin lasa sheila. You have to ask a shaila exactly how to proceed. But bays. So he discusses now what we just said with the water. Be'er mayim shenimtzu by garine tfuah. So be'er mayim that you find grain in it. See here he's, yeah okay fine. Well, let's first read it. Ein l'stopim mizeh mayim. Do not use the water. Ela b'daychek gadol. Only if it's really necessary. Goin she'ein mayim achirin b'nimtzah. You don't find water. The Mishnah Berurah is makel on this. V'nimtzah by chatichas pas. But if you find a whole piece of bread in there, then it's also to use the water. Even if there's no other water, v'gam sinon le'mahani, and filtering it doesn't work either, right? Yeah. So obviously we was like we said before, we don't go with this chumra. The question is how do we get around it? So there's a ritva that says that really it is batal when your water is in its natural place, in its natural spring, then it would be batal. Something like this. That's one things that they want to say. Fine. Gimel. The minig is not to ro to it's not really roast. You want to singe your chickens with fire. Bakash, to do it with straw, shima shibolim. That's together with the ears of grain. Because b'chayshda, maybe there's a kernel of chametz in there. You should light it up with grass, which is not a concern of chametz. Or cut the shibalim from the kash. With the yevid mutter and with the yevid, the whole thing is mutter. And you got to be careful to remove the crop of the chicken. That's like under the neck where all the food hangs out in there. So before you singe, basically before you cook it, because a lot of times there's food in that crop. Dalit. Call minne kidneys asuras. All types of kidneys are asur, meaning kidneys are things that are similar to grains. This is probably from the biggest controversies of Hilchos Pesach. Sfarim are not makbid on this. Ashkenazim are makbid. Chen kol peres yveshes asurin, dry fruit is asur. Which again, a lot of these things were based on what was, contemporary issues that were then. Right? So dry fruit is asur. Ela im kein noidashi nisyavshu behechsher al gabi konim, unless you know it was done properly. On top of reeds, or betanor, shuchshu l'shem Pesach, or they dried it in a kosher l'Pesach tanor. Afilu te'enim yveshim, even dry figs, utzmukim and raisins, bein gedolim, bein katanim, whether they're big, whether they're small, asurin, they're all asur. B'chein klipos, pomerantzin, that's orange, what do you call it? It's a dried orange peels. And we come akam ha'mashke, sh'aysim in atzmukim, but the raisin wine, now you're going to have to l'shtoyse, there is a minute to drink it. Now you're going to l'elit and l'sech negelach, you don't put in cloves or saffron. For whatever reason, back then they had a chashash for it being chametz. Even if it grows in our countries, in gardens where there's no chashash chametz, it's because of a light plug. These are how all these minhagim that people have developed. Ushar b'samim she'ein b'chashash chimutz, and other b'samim that there is no chashash chimutz, b'chein ha'melach, and salt, kindem she'nais namaisu l'tavshil, before you put it into the cooked food, tzrichin l'badkoi, you need to check. Im ein eze garen tfu, you have to check to make sure that there is no kernel of grain in there, ma'arabai, mixed into it. So, that's where. Again, those are the minhagim that the kids of Shulchan Aruch had in Hungary at that particular time, and you can apply it. You can apply whatever it is to whatever particular issues it is that you have. All right, fine. We will stop over there and
Sure.
let you have a fine night. Be matzliach.